is 3 p.m. in New York, 9 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 2 a.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com, and I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. You've been there before. You're motivated to change. You've finally gotten clear on what you want. And then it all goes to hell. You don't get it. You thought that being willing to change, that having the motivation to take action and knowing which direction you were headed in was enough. But it's not. Direction without boundaries will lead you nowhere. And the problem is, if you set off on a path to lose 10 pounds, to make a location-independent business really work, finally make time for yourself, or even improve your marriage, you won't get where you want without being really good at setting and keeping boundaries that are in service of your goal, of your direction. And this is honestly the piece I see so many people missing. And I think this is really important because if you're motivated and you know where you want to go and you're wondering why in the world am I not, I have a hunch that you could be better at setting and keeping boundaries. Okay? Instead, you're driven by guilt, or the martyr to do it all drives, or even the Pinterest fanatic to overdo things drives, right? You get hijacked by your emotions. And these derail you from where you're going and you lose sight of your direction if you don't have boundaries. So why is this so important? Because a clear direction married with boundaries creates results so that you can make enough money in your business to feel like it's worth your time. So you can get back that sense of self you felt like you lost along the way. So you can feel so good in your body that your confidence is sexy. So that you know your efforts are actually paying off for something meaningful. Direction without boundaries will lead you nowhere. Okay, so it's really important that we look at boundaries. What are boundaries anyway? So boundaries mark space. Like a national boundary says, this is France and this is Switzerland. The same goes for you. It says, this is in service of my goals and priorities, and this is outside of the scope of my goals and priorities. And that's why we need boundaries to be able to achieve our goals. Okay, which bucket is it in? In service or not in service? And notice I said goals and priorities and not values. Because I think this is where people get tripped up, right? Because we value things like supporting others, being of service, being helpful, participating, connecting with others, all amazing values. And so the funny thing is when we're presented with a request like, hey, do you want to come help me out tonight? Your values want to say yes. But the problem with always saying yes is that you're saying no to something else. Okay, and it happens in really sneaky ways. For example, let's say you want to get fit or fitter, and that's your direction, right? This year, I'm going to lose 3 kilo. And I'm going to drink less wine, right? And you have limited time in your day and you have committed yourself to get fit. And then all of a sudden a friend messages you in the morning and she says, hey, there's a cool coffee shop that just opened. Do you want to come with me this morning? And from your values perspective, it's an automatic yes, right? Duh, let's hang out. This is fun. But then the dilemma is that you say no to the plans that you had to jog. So it's an internal dilemma. You're pulled between the values for connection and the direction that you want to go in your life. You also value your health, right? So we have this conflict here, and that's an internal dilemma. And believe me, I have felt that too. When I first moved to Ouagadougou, I had just started my own business. So before, I was working at the head of the headquarters in Switzerland as a head of intercultural management. My hours were really clear, right? You know, I've committed to my boss when I'm going to come in the office and when I'll leave, how many hours I work a week. And all of a sudden, I'm in Ouagadougou and I am the CEO of my own company. So I decide my hours. And there was flexibility. The only time there wasn't hard and fast flexibility is when I had a client call. But otherwise, I could decide when I worked. And that's where it got tricky for me because people would say, hey, do you want to come over for a coffee? This person's coming. Or, hey, can you, do you want to come with me while we go pick out fabric for this and that reason? And I wanted to participate. I wanted to get to know people more. I wanted to connect. And I wanted to have fun in the city, right? But I had to make a tough call. Because my focus was making this a business, not a hobby, right? So I had to focus on the direction I was going and use my boundaries to keep me on track. Because if I had always listened to the values for play, values for connection, and not listened to my value for progress on this goal, I would not have seen results. Okay, so I get that. There are times that come up, opportunities that come up that are pulling at values or needs that you want to have, right? And those are the moments where you need to set boundaries. Doesn't mean you don't need to meet your need for connection, meet your need for play, but you need to be more thoughtful about when you get those needs met so that you can go in the direction you're headed. Okay, so you're asking me probably, how do I create boundaries to achieve a goal and still make choices that are in alignment with my values? And the answer is you prioritize. Okay, and you need to ask yourself, are you really serious about what you want? And I mean really, really serious. If you want to lose 3 kilos, are you putting it as a priority in your day like you mean it? Okay, and that means scheduling this into your day, into your week. Okay, and at the base, you need to know what is non-negotiable. Okay, and then the other priorities fall into place around it. I want more than anything for you to have all of your needs met. Absolutely. Your needs for connection, for play, for success, etc. We need to be very mindful around how they're getting met. And it's just like Stephen Covey. You remember his concept in the 90s about the big rocks? Big rocks were those really core important things in your life, the non-negotiable. Medium-sized rocks were the important things, but not quite as important, let's say, as your health or your family. And then the small rocks were those little things that come up, that pop up around the way. And then the sand are kind of like the distractors, you know, Facebook. And if you put the sand in first, then the small rocks, then the medium rocks, and then the big rocks won't fit. It's the same thing with our lives. We need to put the most important things to us in first, and then all the other things will pop in around it. So when you think about the direction you want to go, getting a journalism degree, opening a boutique, getting a new job, being the kind of parent that you've been yearning to become, what are the big rocks? What are the non-negotiables that have to be in place for you to go down that road? Maybe it's leaving work every day at 6:15. Maybe it's committing to that 30-day yoga challenge you've been thinking about. Or maybe it's getting an accountability partner for you to go jogging with. Or maybe it's telling your friend you're not going to have any wine after work today. Right? So those are the ways that you start thinking about getting the big rocks in your everyday. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Sunday, I want different things at different times. Like these things change all the time. Of course they do. Okay, I get it. Our priorities change based on what we need. But don't forget to be living the life that you want. To be living a life where you keep track of what's most important to you. You need to know what your priorities are now and whether you are giving one too much or too little. You know, like too much family time or you're working too much. And it's important to adjust accordingly. Direction without boundaries will lead you nowhere. You need to get clear on your boundaries, set them, and keep them. So here are four tips to get you started. Tip one, use your direction to create boundaries. Okay, so you ask yourself, is that going to bring me closer to where I want to go, or is it going to lead me away? So for example, you guys are going to probably laugh at this, but one of my goals, I don't even know if my husband knows this, but one of my goals is to retire my husband. And this is a metaphor that I use to guide my work and my business. I mean, we're 40. We've got, 25 at least years left. Who knows if they change the retirement age? That's 25, maybe even 30. There are 30 years of work ahead of us. And I would like to do that earlier, right? If I could retire my husband earlier, because this guy has been on the lead assignment and very focused on his career so that our family can have the flexibility and international life that binational couples really appreciate, to see friends and family back home on both continents. And I think it would be amazing to say, honey, you know, at 50, I've got this. You do what you want to do, right? So that is a way that I see where I'd like to go with my business, so that he can have some of less pressure and responsibility from his side, and I can take that on. So this is a guide for me for boundaries when I think about, is what I'm doing, how am I spending my time and energy with my priorities at work, the type of projects I take on, who I partner with, and how I spend my everyday. Is this getting me closer or further away from that goal? All right, so number one, use your direction to create boundaries. Maybe the direction you want to go in is to have a location independent business. So then based on that direction, what kind of boundaries do you need to create? What investments do you need to make in the technology that you're using? What locations do you say yes to based on whether or not they have reliable internet access, right? That is how you use your direction to create boundaries. Tip two, get clear on your big rocks. What are the non-negotiables in your life right now? And what big rocks need to be scheduled so that you can stay on course and keep moving in the direction that you've set, okay? So tip two, get clear on your big rocks, the non-negotiables, is not as easy as it sounds, okay? I have a friend who, her big rocks are growing her business, getting pregnant, staying healthy, and her friends and community, right? Those are big rocks, friends and community, growing her business, staying healthy, and getting pregnant. Nobody would argue that those are important. All four are big rocks. But the trick is, when you're trying to get pregnant, and meaning not just, you know, trying, but like going to doctor's appointments and getting fertilization treatment, etc., that occupies an incredible amount of time, psychological energy, emotion, where maybe you're doing that and not working on your business strategy. Okay, so getting clear on your big rocks based on what you need now is really important. And as I said, sometimes these can be tricky. So it's worth sitting down, literally writing out what belongs for your big rocks. What are your non-negotiables? And what among those have to take priority, and what does that mean about scheduling your day? So for my friend, it means going to the gynecologist that day instead of taking a client call, right? So those big doctor appointments need to go in the schedule first, and then the client calls go around it. Okay, tip two is getting clear on your big rocks and the non-negotiables for your life now. Okay, use your direction to create boundaries. Get clear on your big rocks for your life now. Tip three, when you're clear about your direction, tip three is communicate it to those whom it impacts. Okay, tip three, communicate your direction to those whom it impacts. And that means if you change your routine, it might impact your employees, your employer, your partner, your kids. Okay, here's what I mean. If you have got teenagers at home, right, and you spend your evening packing lunches for them so that you know they're actually going to eat something nutritious the next day, and suddenly you've decided your direction is you want to do more writing. Maybe you want to blog for 20 minutes in the evening, or maybe you want to work on that book chapter that's been in your heart and mind for ages. Well, communicating your direction looks like this. Hey, kids. Mom is now working more on her writing. I know I've supported you for years and years and years in packing your own lunch. You're old enough now to pack your own lunch. I believe in you. So we're going to spend the next three evenings looking at how you can pack your own lunch so that it's easy and also healthy. Because in the evenings, while you're doing that, I'm going to be writing. Okay, communicate it to those who it impacts. That's the first start. Okay, tip four is learn to set boundaries by experimenting. Learn to set boundaries by experimenting. So one of my clients was working really hard to get to work earlier so she could get home earlier to be with her family. And she had communicated this to her partner. She said, okay, communicate with those it impacts. And then she was ready to experiment. So she said, okay, I'll tell my husband. So it went something like this. Hey, honey, it's really important to me to spend time with the kids. You know, I've been working a lot lately. So that's something I'm really going to do, right? That's her direction. So to do that, I'm going to be leaving earlier in the morning. And I know sometimes I give you a ride to work so you don't have to bike ride. So if you want me to give you a ride, I'll need you to get ready by 7 in the morning. Okay, she's clear about her boundaries. He's like, sounds great, honey. I'm really happy that you want to spend time, more time with the kids. He nods in agreement. It was a non-issue. Okay, so the next morning, she's waiting by the door with the keys in her hand at 6:55. And she says, honey, I'm going to leave in 5 minutes. Are you ready? You hear scramble, scramble, hum, hum. And 5 minutes pass. And she takes a deep breath and she holds the keys in her hand and she says, okay, sweetie, looks like you're not ready, so I'm going to leave, and you can take your bike. And she leaves, closes the door, and she's freaking out inside going, okay, this is an experiment. We'll see what happens. And he realizes that she actually closed the door, that she left. And he's there, dumbstruck. And he finally gets his stuff together, and he takes his bike to work. So she comes home that night, and she has dinner with him. And she tells me later, she said that he wasn't mad, that at dinner he shared he was just a little surprised, but actually proud of her strength for asserting her boundaries. Boom, right? You never know until you try. So learn to set boundaries by experimenting. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, you know what? Sunday doesn't always work out that way, right? Sometimes it backfires. It could backfire with your husband, with your teenagers, right? But remember what I always say, you teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to treat you. So you teach them by the boundaries you set. So if you're in an experiment, right, and it might backfire, this is the kind of conversation that you have. You say, honey, I see that you're really upset about me leaving at the time I said the night before. I understand, I get it, that this is new for you, right? And it might take some getting used to. Remember, I'm doing this so I can get my need met to spend more time with our daughter. Are you willing to experiment with this new routine for a few days and see how it goes? Right, so this is non-negotiable. If you want your needs met, you need to teach people how to treat you and do so in a way that communicates it so they're not defensive or no one's throwing any accusations at people. So if you want more on how you can do that, you can either check out my article, When You Feel a Big Talk Coming On, Do This, or you can look up tips from Marshall Rosenberg on by Googling nonviolent communication. Okay, so we looked at four tips to help you create boundaries to keep you moving in the right direction. Tip one, use your direction to create boundaries. Two, Get clear on your big rocks, the non-negotiables in your life right now. 3, when you're clear about your direction, communicate it to those whom it impacts. 4, learn to set boundaries by experimenting. Direction without boundaries will lead you nowhere. You need to set boundaries. Why? Because you want to be living a life that is on purpose, that is meaningful. You want to make real money in your business because you want to carve out time for you, because you want to get back that old self that got lost along the way. This is the wrap up for our final episode in the 4 areas of Expat Quicksand series. In June, we looked at how to connect back home. In July, we focused on creating an expat life upgrade and maybe why you're not doing it. In August, we focused on purpose, really, really, really popular with people, about how do I create more purpose in my life. And in September, it was a wake-up call on direction. And we did this so that you can really step up into your own life and make sure that you love where you live and thrive no matter where you're at. All of this was to support you on your way. And this was born from the experience I have from my Year of Transformation clients who were struggling before we met and learned how to overcome these issues during our work together. At the time of this podcast, there were still just a few spots open for Year of Transformation. So if you are on the fence about Year of Transformation, or you've applied and you haven't yet scheduled your consult, it is time to do it, right? The application window has closed, but there's just a few days left to take action and nab one of the last few spots. During this series, I also did free training from June to September, and it's been viewed by over 2,000 times. And it means so much to me that you are taking this on board in your life. And I love hearing the aha moments you've gotten from the training. But I am not done yet. I have a few surprises up my sleeve for you in the coming months and the start of 2018. We are not slowing down. No, 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 no. In fact, sundaybean.com, we have so much more on the way. So I'm happy to announce that get ready for a 6-week expert series where I've invited leading experts in their field to share their insight and practical tips for you so you can dramatically improve your life and your well-being no matter where you are. We focus on 3 core areas: yourself, your home, and your business. You will learn from people who have built Facebook groups from 0 to 60,000 people. You will learn from experts who know how to run an independent business and take care of your kids at the same time while feeling amazing and looking great. You're going to learn from experts on how to stop being so silly with our technology and remove any risk of illness or drain on your energy. I have so much in store for you. So get ready for our 6-week series of experts coming up next. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour. Thank you for listening. In the words of Jim Rohn, your life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change.